Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, November 30th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. China's antitrust watchdog, transport ministry, and public security bureau issued a package of rules impacting ride-hailing companies. These rules require companies to strengthen social insurance for drivers, adopt reasonable commissions, and warn against using data to exploit consumers. The rules will also establish local-level supervisory offices before the end of 2021 to enforce the rules. Twitter updated its private information policy to now ban sharing photos and videos of private individuals without consent. If someone reports media that violates the policy, Twitter will remove the media and possibly downrank the visibility of the tweet, tell the person to delete it, or even permanently suspend the user. Private media of public figures and other media shared in the public interest or to add value to public discourse is largely exempted. Nissan pledged to spend 2 trillion yen, that's around 17.6 billion US dollars, over the next 5 years to accelerate EV rollouts. The company plans to produce 23 new electrified models by 2030, including 15 full EVs. The company targets 50% EV sales across Nissan and Infiniti brands globally by 2040. This will involve a strategy of all solid-state batteries by 2028, rather than using traditional lithium-ion batteries. It will prepare a pilot plant for solid-state batteries in Yokohama, Japan by 2024. The company hopes this can bring battery prices down to $75 per kilowatt by 2028. The automaker Stellantis signed a 5-year supply agreement with the lithium producer Vulcan Energy Resources to help shore up its EV supply chain. Beginning in 2026, Vulcan will supply between 81,000 and 99,000 metric tons of lithium hydroxide to Stellantis. Automaker Renault signed a similar deal with Vulcan last week. Vulcan produces lithium hydroxide by brine deposit extraction in the Upper Rhine Valley in Germany. Twitter's Jack Dorsey stepped down from his role as CEO. The Twitter board unanimously named current CTO Parag Agrawal as CEO. Dorsey will remain on the company's board through the end of his current term in mid-May. Parag joined Twitter in 2011 as a distinguished software engineer and was named CTO in 2017. He's worked on AI initiatives and, perhaps most notably, headed Twitter's decentralization efforts with Project Blue Sky starting in 2019. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority ordered Meta to sell Giphy, the first time the regulator has attempted to unwind a completed acquisition by a tech company. The company originally announced the acquisition back in May 2020. The CMA said the deal could deny access to GIFs to competitors and removed Giphy's advertising services as a competitor to Meta. Meta said it's considering all options, including a possible appeal. eBay announced a deal with SneakerCon Digital to acquire its footwear authentication business. The company previously worked with eBay to vet high-value sneakers sold on the platform, launching an authenticity guarantee in October 2020. Since launching, eBay said the program authenticated 1.55 million sneakers worldwide. SneakerCon will continue to operate its separate events business. FIFA will test a semi-automated offside system during the Arab Cup, using 10 to 12 cameras to collect 29 data points on players 50 times a second to look for potential offsides infractions. These will be sent to a video assistant referee who makes the final call. The system has previously been tested in England, Spain, and Germany. If it helps speed up calls with improved accuracy, the system could be used at the 2022 FIFA World Cup. The team behind the Zelda reverse engineering team announced it fully decompiled a ROM for The Legend of Zelda: The Ocarina of Time into human-readable C code. Once the final decompiled functions are merged with the project's GitHub repository, the code could be run through a compiler to generate a bit-for-bit copy of the ROM. This could potentially open the door for PC ports and mods down the line. The team is still working on decompiling Majora's Mask and the Minish Cap. A Valve FAQ page states the company isn't interested in creating exclusive games for its upcoming handheld Steam Deck. According to Valve, it's a PC, and it should just play games like a PC. A user on Reddit spotted mention of a Sub Mini in the Sonos smartphone app, which is described as a smaller cylindrical subwoofer. Sonos currently sells a third-gen square sub for $749. Exact features are unknown, but the Sonos app does clarify that two Sub Minis cannot be used at the same time, a feature supported on the full-size sub. And finally, Ludwig Ågren, who set a record with over 283,000 subscribers during a 31-day streamathon on Twitch, announced he's moving to YouTube Gaming. His initial stream will be a Q&A on November 30th. It's not like he'll be struggling to gain an audience on the platform. His YouTube channel currently has over 2 million subscribers before his first stream. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.